Hello and welcome back to Your Colts Commute, where we break down the most recent Colts news in a digestible format to keep you up to date on what's going on in Colts land. The Colts lost their 8th straight season opener in a row, falling 28-16 to the Seahawks in a game that wasn't even as close as the scoreline. The last time they won an opener was a home victory against the Oakland Raiders back in 2013, with Andrew Luck helming the offense in his second season. Perhaps the best news of the day was that there were no injuries to report. Defensively, the Colts struggled, giving up 4 touchdowns through the air, including 2 to Tyler Lockett, where he simply beat the safeties deep and made them pay with points. No defender was safe from criticism, as Darius Leonard struggled early, getting blocked easily out of a play and finding himself unable to impact a touchdown throw over the middle to Seahawks tight end Gerald Everett. Kari Willis was especially atrocious, being primarily responsible for the 2 long touchdowns to Lockett. Tackling was abysmal in general, with Bobby Okereke, Kenny Moore, Al-Qadeen Muhammad, and Darius Leonard all missing opportunities to bring down the ball carrier at various times. The Colts had just 2 games last season in which they allowed more rushing yards than the 140 rushing yards given up today, and both were against the Tennessee Titans with Derrick Henry. Asked about the tackling, Kenny Moore said, quote, "Tackling was, I'm not sure about everybody else, but I probably missed like 3 or 4 tackles, and that's not the standard. I'm better than that. So it's all about taking the right angles and just having the mentality that you're going to get them down. It wasn't up to the standard today," end quote. As a team that has historically tackled well, this seems to be likely an outlier, but more concerning is the lack of any impact from the edge rushers. Kwity Paye had no significant impact on the game, and Al-Qadeen Muhammad didn't do anything with the time that he had. Given the weaknesses in the secondary, this could be tough to overcome as the season goes on. The offensive line also looked dreadful, with Julian Davenport giving up 2 sacks and the line as a whole giving up a lot more pressures. They were unable to open running lanes and looked incapable of giving Wentz time to get through progressions. Ryan Kelly and Wentz botched a snap that led to a turnover on what would have otherwise been a manageable quarterback sneak on 4th and short, and Braden Smith was bull rushed into oblivion to give up his first sack in more than a season. All in all, this did not look like one of the best paid units in the NFL, which they are. Asked how he felt about the performance, center Ryan Kelly said, quote, "I think that obviously if you go back and watch the tape, one of the biggest things is to keep the quarterback safe. I think we gave up too many hits. That's not our standard of play. So this is a good realization of where we are and where we have to go." On a few positive notes, despite being battered, Carson Wentz had an encouraging debut, going 25 of 38 for 251 yards and 2 touchdowns. Wentz was sacked 3 times and hit 10 on the day and had to lean heavily on his running backs because of the offensive line struggles. However, in spite of this lack of time to process, Wentz showed an evasiveness the Colts didn't have last year and was smart with the football. He didn't force throws, and he was able to find receivers downfield when he was given time and make some pretty impressive throws when he did. Additionally, Jonathan Taylor and Nyheim Hines both had relatively impressive debuts for the season. The running lanes were not there for the Colts running backs, but both Taylor and Hines provided impact plays for the Colts. Their yards were hard-earned, and they totaled 198 scrimmage yards between them. Taylor also had a fantastic blitz pickup that enabled Wentz to throw a touchdown dart to Zach Pascal, blocking a potential sack, which would have been devastating. And finally, rookie 7th-round wide receiver Mike Strawn actually turned in a pretty solid performance in his first game, recording 2 third-down catches that resulted in first downs and drawing a, while questionable, still relevant pass interference penalty on his only other target, which was also on a 3rd down. It was far from game-breaking, but it would be tough to expect more from a late-round rookie, and he has to be pleased with what performance he did turn in. All in all, not what we wanted from Week 1 for the Colts, a relatively substandard performance across the board, but if we have to take away from this that Carson Wentz is a legitimate player, that's certainly worth taking away. The Colts will face the Los Angeles Rams in what will definitely be a tough competition this weekend, and we will return with more on all of the Colts goings-on, including any injuries, any roster moves, and anything else that takes place as practices resume later in the week. Finally, if you guys would, run over to wherever you listen to your podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, the Stampede Blue Podcast Network. Check out Stampede Radio, a very stable podcast. All of our podcast slate and all the content going up on Stampede Blue will continue to provide you with good Colts content and keep you up to date with everything going on in Colts land there. And until then, guys, that's all I've got. Follow me at Chris Blystone on Twitter and interact with me. And until then, I'll catch you guys next time.